This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and being indestructible. I ran my thigh holster, my G-Code thigh holster, all weekend. Ah, that was beautiful. Love it. In Minnesota, when the Islamist went there for his little stabby party, one of the reasons he went there was because there were signs posting it as a gun-free zone. Unfortunately for the mental midget jihadi, in Minnesota, the sign has no legal weight. Minnesota law prevents malls from banning guns from the common areas, but malls are not prevented or from asking it that visitors not carry guns. The sign reads, "Please, while shopping." That makes it a request, not a command. And the difference can be easily lost on someone who is not well-schooled in the niceties of the law or of the nuances of the language. The 22-year-old jihadist likely believed that he was in a gun-free zone. And it was that perception of the attacker that led to the selection of the attack location, not the actual legally defined situation. It is almost certain that Jason Falconer, as firearms instructor, competitor, and concealed carry advocate, knew that the signs were only requests and did not have the force of law. It is a fact that is widely circulated among Second Amendment supporters in Minnesota. From mngopac.org, the Mall of America has long had a policy to prohibit lawful carry of firearms by Minnesotans, including posting signs throughout the mall and removing permit holders seen to be carrying firearms. Minnesota law, however, prohibits a landlord from interfering with the carrying of firearms under MN Statute 624.714 by tenants or their guests. The Mall of America is well aware that as landlords, they cannot ban lawful carry. Carrying at the Mall of America does not violate the law, only the mall's wishes. The current threat environment makes it unconscionable to seek to prohibit self-defense by the mall's customers. That coming from Brian Strauser, the executive director of Minnesota Gun Owners Political Action Committee. Legal situation was the same at the Crossroads Center Mall in St. Cloud as well as for the Mall of America. Second Amendment supporters are correct when they point out that the signs asking customers not to carry handguns at the Crossroads Center Mall do not carry the force of law. That does not stop the perception of the vast majority of people that the mall is a gun-free zone. And it is the perception of the person who's making the decision on where to carry out an attack that determines whether a location becomes attractive to the attacker. If the attacker took time to look at the Crossroads Center website, the perception would have been reinforced by the published policy on weapons possession on the premises. From CrossroadsCenter.com, examples of specific activities that are prohibited included but are not limited to disruptive profanity, vulgar or threatening language, unnecessary blocking walkways, roadways, or storefronts, running, horseplay, or disorderly conduct of any nature, excessive loitering, operating unauthorized recreational and or personal transportation devices in the shopping center, no firearms or illegal weapons. So was the Crossroads Center a gun-free zone as far as the 22-year-old jihadist was concerned? Yes. And if you ask a politician, they will tell you that perception is reality. In this particular case, perception was the important reality at the moment until an armed American showed up and brought actual reality in to trump the perception. So, gun-free zone signs are nothing. They mean nothing. If you think they have any weight whatsoever, then look around you the next time you go into a place that is banning guns and look for the armed security there. There will be no armed security. One of the things that I'm looking to see is I want to see somebody get sued. Now, unfortunately, that means that somebody has to die. But I believe it's going to have to cost somebody some money before we lose all the gun-free zones, because the gun-free zones are the great enabler. They're the great enabler. They're the great enabler for school shootings. They're the great enabler for any public shooting out there. The Pulse nightclub shooting was a gun-free zone, because in Florida, by Florida state law, if they serve alcohol, they can't have guns in this area. So they had armed guards. They had one armed guard that I'm aware of that was there that was outside the building. So nothing is going to stop spree shooters more than multiple armed citizens that know what they're doing. That know, you know, I went to the range with JT, with my man JT, and we didn't really do anything all that structured. But we did practice drawing. We did practice shooting long guns. And, you know, for the long guns and the handguns that we shot, it's a little bit more familiarity. And every little bit of familiarity with that weapon that we work on makes us that much better. And if push comes to shove, then we're going to be quite proficient, because gunmen, spree shooters, do not go to the range and train to be a spree shooter. Spree shooters, their success or lack of it is all going to be based on how soon they are disrupted. Time is not on the side of the victims that are there with the spree shooter, or the spree stabber, or the spree clubber, or whatever it is, whoever it is. The longer this person has to wreak havoc, the longer he can hurt people. Now, if somebody steps up and pops him a good shot, and here we go with my macho talk. If we get in there and we pop him a good shot, if we bust a cap in him, then that will disrupt his plan. And as harsh as that is, that should be everybody's goal. We should be planning to disrupt their plan. That's what we need to do. That's what we got to do. Anything less than that is going to be met with failure. And in a circumstance like that, you do not want to be failing. Believe me, it doesn't even matter if you're outgunned. I mean, Nick Melly in Clackamas was facing an AR-15 with a Glock 22, and the guy did not want to fight. He didn't want to be in a gunfight. He wanted to be shooting fish in a barrel. So he saw Nick Melly pull his weapon, and then he exited stage left, and somehow or other shot himself in the head with his AR-15 that he'd stolen. So, gun-free zones. Perception is reality. But reality is harsher. Reality is much harsher. I could see how that could happen here. We'll be right back.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Welcome back. That's just when I should go into my full-on radio voice. All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the holster I was running this past weekend, I have had for 3.5 years, and this thing still functions beautifully. Look, as good as the day it was new. Unbreakable. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have this. Everybody's heard about this judge in Oregon. He made this statement. Multnomah County Circuit Judge Kenneth Walker. He said this, if I could, I would take all the guns in America, put them on big barges, and go dump them in the ocean. He said this while he was addressing a cowardly killer. He said, nobody would have a gun, not police, not security, not anybody. We should eliminate them all. So much for those of us who didn't do anything bad, huh? How then, wouldn't that put this judge out of a job? Because the cops, you know, unless they're really big and really fast, they're not going to be able to catch anybody. And they're not going to be able to subdue anybody and bring them in. And so much for that narrative that nobody wants to take your guns. Of course they want to take your guns. Common sense, gun safety. That's just a line for you guys, for the rubes of you, as David would put it. He then went on to wish for Australian-style citizen disarmament, called guns a scourge, and claimed that there is no defense to guns, just absolutely no reason to have them. He did acknowledge, with a lot of regret, that it is the right of people in this country to own and possess them, and I will not say anything to affect that right. Well, he sort of did already. Not that what he said affects it at all. We just know what he's about, is what that boils down to. And, you know, evidently he doesn't really believe that, because if that were the case, why doesn't the court security disarm and take their guns and throw them in the middle of the ocean too, right there in the Marianas Trench? Huh. Maybe there's more to it than that self-defense thing than meets the eye. You know, judges take the oath of office, and he has to take something that's in accordance with Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. His oath applies to both the Second Amendment as well as to Article 1, Section 27 of the Oregon Bill of Rights, which states, people shall have the right to bear arms for the defense of themselves and the state, but the military shall be kept in strict subordination to the civil power. So maybe after he had blurted out in that moment of awful candor that he really wishes he could take back, he felt that his last minute mea culpa, if you will, gives him some cover. But now the question becomes, if somebody comes before him on a gun-related charge in Oregon, what kind of fair treatment can he expect in this courtroom? And that's also a requirement for the Oregon Code of Judicial Conduct, which compels, among other non-negotiable mandates, compliance with Rule 3.3, impartiality and fairness, and Rule 3.10, disqualification. States a judge shall uphold and apply the law and perform all duties of judicial office, including administrative duties, fairly, impartially, and without bias or prejudice. A judge shall not, in the performance of judicial duties, by words or conduct, manifest bias or prejudice. A judge shall not take any action or make any comment that a reasonable person would expect to impair the fairness of a matter pending or impending on any Oregon court. A judge shall disqualify himself or herself in any proceeding in which a reasonable person would question the judge's impartiality. In this particular case, it looks like only a lunatic would look at this and not question his impartiality when it comes to guns. So, the question becomes, what happens next? Well, he should be impeached, and there are certain grounds for it there. There's a process for it. If you're an Oregon gun owner, fill out a complaint form and send it to the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability. They would be required to advance it through their system. It would be something to rally other gun owners around, and it would demonstrate to the public that there's no place for bias on the bench, regardless of the issue. It would also let the judgment-impaired judge know that, contrary to the intemperate idiocy that he's exhibiting here, that he makes him think a courtroom is a forum for his un-American bias. He's just an employee that is subpar. He is not in charge of anything. He's not in charge of anything. That's what you could do, but that means you got to participate. You just can't sit there and talk about it. You can't sit there and complain about it. You can't sit there. You can't pound your chest. You actually have to go do something, which is not to say most of you don't already do that. But then, you know how I feel about this. The Pacific Northwest is becoming harder and harder for me to look at and say, part of America. Harder and harder for me to do that. As far as I'm concerned, this judge has completely disqualified himself on any criminal proceeding that might have anything to do with guns. And, you know, let's look at what might happen here. What if I go before him because I had shown my gun while I was checking out shoes? Is he going to look at me and rant at me about all guns should be in the middle of the ocean? And if it were up to him, he would do this. And cops shouldn't have guns. Nobody should have guns. We don't need guns. And throw the book at me for showing a gun that they can see the outline of if they look close enough in my shirt. That just cracks me up, though. That just cracks me up. Got to take action against these kind of guys. There's a process out there that means you have to get involved in it and actually see it to its end. And even if it doesn't work, it causes enough of a stink to where they maybe think twice about about doing that again. Sometimes that's enough. Fight goes on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show was brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. You know, when it comes to pantsuit, it should be abundantly clear to you now that whenever she opens her mouth, she's lying to you. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. There's two things here you can take away from this. It should be abundantly clear to you that she's lying to you because she prefers to lie to you more than tell the truth. And that she's going to say anything, do anything to achieve her goal of becoming the president. But there is one thing that she has said that she does mean with all of her soul, and that is that she wants to take away your guns. She means it. She doesn't mean, you know, it's not about, you know, most of the gun owners, all this other nonsense that she spouts. She wants to take away all the guns. She wants to expand the prohibited persons list to everything she can. She believes in no fly, no buy, you know, all this stuff. So, as with everything, you can take an accurate look at history to determine the reliability of this one thing. Hillary Clinton can be depended upon to do as she says. She has been against the American people being able to have guns for her entire career, if one wants to call her time in the public eye a career. She hasn't actually done anything, so I don't know how that could possibly be a career. Many of the gun policy actions she suggested during this 30-year period were irrelevant. as when she was the First Lady of Arkansas and held the same non-elected office in the White House. No one cared. She was just someone's wife, no matter how she wanted to be more than that. Equally ineffective would be her time as a senator from New York State, as her entire time in that office resulted in her sponsorship, co-sponsorship of 4 pieces of legislation, none of them having to do anything with guns. She was, in fact, a most particularly ineffective member of the U.S. Senate, and since most of the members in this world's greatest deliberative body are ineffective, well, that's saying a lot. She's always been a member of the far left. It wasn't until she entered the global arena that she started expressing particular views about what she started calling gun safety policy, though. In so doing, she's reached the point where she is now out-gun-grabbing the most vociferous gun control advocates and Second Amendment haters, and that includes Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Some of the more outrageous gun safety plans she will enact, should she be given the power, include reverse gun manufacturer immunity, let them get sued. She's, of course, talking about the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which is a 2005 law that granted gun manufacturers immunity from civil lawsuits when their guns are used in a crime. If that was actually reversed, that means that car manufacturers could be sued if somebody uses their car in a drunk driving incident, for example. There's no way to control your product once it gets out there. There is no way to control your product. Any product, whether it is designed to be a weapon or not, can be weaponized. Yeah. She attacked Bernie Sanders for supporting the PLCAA. And she said, what about the greed and recklessness of the gun manufacturers and dealers in America? Now, her instincts are wrong yet again. Legal experts say that this legislation was created largely to protect privacy rights of small gun companies, as most such lawsuits against them were dismissed in courts anyway. Then her statement is that arming more people is not an appropriate response to terrorism. You can let that little howler speak for itself, can't you? Mrs. Clinton was known to have said guns in and of themselves will not make Americans safer. We lose 33,000 people a year already to gun violence. Arming more people to do what I think is not the appropriate response to terrorism. First line of defense against radicalization is in Muslim American communities. Well, don't they have to participate first, Madam Secretary? Then the Charleston loophole, which doesn't exist. End of story. She says a good first step is closing the Charleston loophole. It doesn't exist. Restraints on manufacturer liability and online sales. She always is in a tirade against companies that manufacture and sell guns. She's indicated what she means to make happen. She wants to reverse the immunity. Let's put the gun makers on notice. They're not going to get away with it. And then she goes even further. I will also repeal legislation that shields gun manufacturers, distributors, dealers, and online sellers from liability suits, even in cases of mass shootings. Presidents, by the way, don't do that. They don't repeal anything. They don't repeal anything. You see what she thinks she's being coordinated. Then there's the rein in the idea that anybody can have a gun anywhere, anytime. She's not shied away from harsh criticism of gun culture in America and has denounced the idea that anybody can have a gun anywhere at any time. She said that access to guns in the U.S. has grown way out of balance. Clearly, as president, she would be the determiner of who in America could have guns or not. Once again, coronated, you know. She has advocated for a national gun registry. As far back as the year 2000, she was a forceful advocate for creating a national gun registry. While she has backed off of that for a bit, clearly for craven political reasons, there's a numerous signs that a national gun registry is in our future if she's given the power to enact it. She wants to balance lawful gun ownership and keeping guns from criminals. Now, the law, the line and the law that she draws between the law-abiding and the criminal gets thinner and thinner the closer she gets to the ultimate political power. In one of her political presentations, she said, I believe that most lawful gun owners, who I have spoken with for many years across our country, want to be sure that we keep guns out of the wrong hands. And as president, I will work to try to bridge this divide, which I think has been polarizing. get out the dog whistles. She wants to get assault weapons and guns off the street. Well, that covers everything, doesn't it? She has no idea what an assault weapon is, and that doesn't stop her from speaking out against them anyway. She said gun violence was driven down in the 1990s by getting assault weapons off the street. Now you've got police forces outgunned by the criminals and the gangbangers, and assault weapons are back on the street. Despite that FBI report where there were 6 fewer killings with rifles of any kind last year. Being able to classify any gun as an assault weapon would multiply the power of an in-charge Clinton in grabbing any kind of gun she didn't like, which is pretty much every kind of gun there is except in the hands of her Secret Service armed detail. And she wants to license and register all handgun sales, of course, you know, universal background checks. Prevent unauthorized firearm use. How are you going to do? What is that? Isn't that like finding the end of the rainbow? She wants to appoint anti-gun justices to the Supreme Court. She said she thinks they were wrong to begin with. Her history is anti-gun. And for the gun owners who stay home, if you stay home and don't vote against her, which means you vote for Trump, you got to vote against her, and that means you got to vote for Trump. That doesn't mean you vote for Johnson. You got to vote for Trump. You got to vote against Hillary. If you don't vote against her, then when the stuff hits the fan, that's going to be on you. And it's also going to be on me, because I'm going to have to deal with it too. So I'm going to vote. I would really like it if you would too. Vote against Hillary. Please. Pretty please. One more time tonight. Let me give it back to Genesis Communications Network. This is Lock and Load.
Back or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yes, it is. Without a doubt. These are the toughest methods of carrying guns and your ammunition. And, you know, I've never even brought up in the live read about the Contact Series. Contact Series is a great set of tactical nylon. Tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. We're coming to the fall, finally. I love the fall. With the fall comes coats and layers. And now we have to start asking ourselves about what we have in our self-defense handguns. What are we packing? What kind of ammunition? Now, for me, I won't make a change because I already carry something fairly hot. I carry plenty of capacity. And if something does happen, well, then, you know, I should be able to defeat most clothing. But some people have multiple carry pistols. With the slimmest and smallest reserved for summer carry and larger pistols for carry in the winter months, people tend to wear thicker clothing. And as a result, different ammunition than what normally carries may be preferred. Now, some people will carry a slim, uber-compact single-stack pistol or even a pocket pistol of moderate caliber during summer months, but during fall and winter, revert to the larger compact or even a full-size pistol to carry in all, you know, and maybe something bigger. They might jump from 380 to a compact 9mm during the warm and hot parts of the year, and once the colder weather hits, start carrying a 1911 or other 45 because more layers make it easier to conceal a larger pistol. Now, As for ammunition, more layers of heavier clothing, as some states reach very cold temperatures indeed, may require a greater degree of penetration, and more controlled expansion of a round may be needed from a defensive carry round. That way, instead of hitting and expanding upon initial impact, a round will hit, or a bullet will hit, but not expand until it has passed through several layers of clothing. A round that begins to expand immediately upon impact may not penetrate far enough into the target in order to disable a threat. Now, on the other hand, a round that over-penetrates may not only pass through the target, but hit bystanders. This is why it is not recommended for you to carry full metal jacket rounds. This is also the reason why law enforcement and other groups test the ballistic performance of ammunition so it can be discovered, at least to the degree it can in laboratory testing, what rounds are going to perform best in a real-world condition. They will often take the ballistic gel and coat it in denim, for example. Now, the FBI learned, and it was very expensive the way they had to learn this, that mere ballistic gelatin alone is not enough to determine the efficacy of a round. And they learned that the hard way in the wake of the 1986 Miami shootout. After that, they devised a new set of protocols testing penetration and expansion of a bullet in ballistic gelatin after penetrating various barriers such as drywall, multiple layers of clothing, glass, car doors, all kinds of stuff. The standard that was adopted was 12 to 18 inches of penetration in gelatin past the obstructive barrier. This is where the modern self-defense round begins to evolve because of that shootout. So what you basically have is this is a very sophisticated bullet that you are probably carrying in your self-defense handgun right now. It has to punch through a barrier and then begin to expand when it hits something else. I mean, these are some guys that probably are very good at Trivial Pursuit, these designers of these bullets. A carry round should perform to the standards I just listed. Some loads are likely not available today. Some of the results are available around the web. You can see some of them at American Rifleman. At American Rifleman, if you were to look at it, the Federal Hydra Shock jacketed hollow point was consistently the top scoring round. Lucky Gunner has done some similar testing on modern rounds. Federal still does well. Remington, Winchester, and Corbin are top performers. Now, the thing to remember is that these are laboratory tests, and they're under laboratory conditions. And they're only going to tell you how rounds performed under those conditions. It isn't guaranteed that the rounds in question are going to perform as well if they have to be fired at a person in the real world. But if you employ the right testing conditions, such as firing at ballistic gelatin under multiple layers of clothing through plywood or drywall, you can at least get an approximation of how a round's going to perform in a real-world condition. You want to carry ammunition that's going to work no matter what condition you're operating in. But there is a fact that guns tend to like certain loads and not like others. Thus, a person should carry the best performing round that their gun will reliably and accurately cycle. If that means carrying a round that penetrates less in summer that's reliable in a summer gun and a reliable round in a winter gun, then absolutely carry one in summer and one in winter. But if a person can carry one round that always works year-round, so much the better. And you can find that, by the way, you can find that at AlienGearHolsters.com. Haven't heard their ad tonight, but, they're still here with me. They are still here with me. That from the desk of Sam Hoover, who was with us Thursday. And this is the time to be thinking about this. What am I carrying? What am I carrying right now? Now, see, I have these polycase rounds that look like drill bits. These are fast, and they're light, and they stay together. So in my Glock 19, I have these rounds. And the problem with these rounds has been that there is a possibility that they could over-penetrate during, I guess, with lighter clothing on. But I don't have to worry about that. Now, I've been carrying this year-round. I don't have my summer load, my winter load. If I have to shoot somebody, I don't, I want to shoot them to stop them. And the poly case round is a there's an awful lot of trauma being transmitted with that round, let me tell you. An awful lot of trauma. So that is something to bear in mind. Also, you know, what kind of gun is everybody carrying? Are you going to carry a different gun now that it's getting to be winter? I carry 99% of the time my Glock 19. I'm thinking about getting a single stack again, except I just haven't done it yet. I don't know what I'm going to do as far as that goes. The Glock 19, if I carry this, and this is also my bike riding gun. If I carry this in one spare magazine, that means I've got 15 rounds of ammunition on tap, and I can carry that in my bike bag quite easily. And I'm trying to tell myself that I don't need to be concerned, and I don't know how much weight I would lose if I carry a single stack in my bike bag instead of my Glock 19. This and my Glock 17, though, are my go-to fighting handguns. These are the only two handguns I own. I do have a Glock 34 coming from agency, which is just, for me, just another extension of this particular gun. But I may change that to a Glock 26. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. So it's going to be a 9mm of some sort. I mean, that's without a doubt going to be what it is. So, but the reason I carry this one platform, and I think this would work with just about anything, is because I know how this is going to operate under all conditions. This and the 17 are almost identical as far as the way they're going to operate. That's why I carry them. Although I am thinking about a Glock 22 somewhere down the road. We'll be back here again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, never been about gun control, always been about total control. Everybody stay safe, stay awake, stay frosty. This has been Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.